can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find there are a lot of features there. We give them away. The main feature of the site allows you, the listener, to control the content of the site. You find something online that you think is interesting, you think our other listeners will enjoy it, you submit it to the site. Other listeners get to vote on whether they like or dislike, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see it, talk about it on the air. So it's a neat little community tool, if you will. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Joining you tonight here, it is Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
Coming up, we're going to give you some of the audio from LibertyOnTour.com. They were arrested in Denver. We will clue you in as to what exactly transpired there. The audio, in many cases, is quite golden in a bad sort of police state kind of way. We'll get to that here in a little bit. But also in Colorado, we go to the phones and the fun. Cooper is on the line on the amp lines. Hello, Cooper.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Cooper. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just saw, I'm in college here in Colorado, up in Durango, and my friend and I were going to the gym. We're walking across the road, and this kid comes flying down the road on a skateboard, and here comes a police car, one of the campus police, and they collide.
Oh, geez.
And it did not work out well for the skateboarder. But
I don't imagine it would have.
It was kind of 50-50. Like, he should have looked. The cop definitely should have looked, because he flew through the intersection where it's designated for, you know, students crossing the road. But then, so the cop gets out, and he's seeing what's happening, and we kind of jumped in there and helped the guy out. But then we look over to the cop car, and he didn't put the parking brake on or put it in the park. So it's wandering away, and
cuts
the curb, knocks down a sign, knocks into some guy's car, and then keeps going across the lawn.
Let me guess, they're going to charge the skateboarder for this destruction of state property or whatever.
That very well could be. But the most interesting part is, like, we were there until the ambulances got there. And then the paramedics arrived, and then, you know, I wanted to give my statement to the police, to whoever gave it to it, you know, whoever had to give it to, just to say what happened. But the cop, since it was involving cop, it had to be a different cop who took the witnesses. He refused to take witnesses.
Wow. The cover-up has begun.
Okay, I saw what happened.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't want, like, it was obviously this guy's fault. It was obviously this guy's fault. I don't want this guy to get away scot-free, but what can I do? The thin blue line encircles itself and protects itself. So
they have witnesses, cool. And this is not the first time this has happened, where we've heard of people saying, I saw something, I wanted to report it, but it involves a cop, and so therefore the cops, oh, that's okay, we've got all the information we need. We've got our statement from our officer, that'll be enough. Thank you, son. You move along.
Yeah, and I suppose the best you could do was give your name and number to the skateboarder in case he wanted to, if this thing was going to move forward, at least he'd have your information.
Right, and I always have my video camera on me, so I made a video of it. I got plenty of pictures. I did kind of a Ridleyography of it.
Oh, fantastic.
I got plenty of that kind of stuff if they need to testify for it.
Great.
But then I have another interesting piece of statism that happened at the college here.
Sure.
So I'm in the apartments, which is technically like on campus living.
Okay.
So we have to follow this housing policy. But the day before class, I was just hanging out in a room. Bunch of friends of mine, and there were four empty beer bottles on the table. They were there before we got there, and we were making a bit of noise, so the RD came by, and he knocked on the door, and he's like, all right, we'll keep it down. And he sees the beer bottles. He's like, oh! Just goes into status mode, and it's like, okay, everyone here, I need your ID. Even if you weren't drinking, if you're under 20, I need your ID, you're going to get written up for an alcohol violation.
So this is like an on-campus violation? Kind of thing?
I guess so. But then my friend and I read the housing policy, and there's absolutely nothing about it in there. So we had a meeting today with the housing director, and we got our records expunged. But it definitely was not fun for the next 2 days, all the stuff we had to deal with, all the letters and having to talk to the deans. And
the reason they're doing this is because they want to pretend like they can make it so kids don't drink on campus?
Right. Well, they're
won't work.
Apparently doing it to cover their ass because if you're over 21 and you live on campus, you're allowed to have alcohol, but then you can't have anyone under 20 in the room or, you know, anywhere in the proximity, apparently, which is
so ludicrous.
Silly.
It's so absurd. Well, welcome to the world of academia, Cooper. It's your first semester, right?
Yeah. It's been fine other than that, though.
How is it? You, by the way, have left the enclave of the Shire, New Hampshire, as a Free State Project participant.
It breaks Ian's heart,
you
Cooper.
You break Ian's heart. You have left the safety of the Shire for in search of an education, and I hope that you don't get in too much S while you're out there.
That is true, but I have handed out probably 100 Free Talk Live flyers since I've been here.
Excellent.
So I'm spreading the word.
That makes you feel better, Cooper.
Yeah, it does. It does. Anyway, thanks, man. Appreciate the story tonight, and be safe out there. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. He'll be back. I'm not worried about that.
Ian would rather you sleep with his wife than to leave New Hampshire. My God, you're what? Leaving New Hampshire?
We continue here. You can dial in about absolutely anything. The story is from HuffingtonPost.com about this Muslim center, which we've discussed on a recent Saturday night program, and we heard pretty much all the excuses for trying to prevent these folks from using their property in the way they deem fit by building a mosque. I mean, they should be able to build whatever it is they want to. It's their land. But all these people that hate folks who are different from them will come up with all manner of reasons why they shouldn't be allowed to. This is America. It's a Christian nation. You can't be just building whatever mosque you want wherever you want. What do you think? It's a free country? Anyway, so
all these people that want to stop this, there's a good solution for this. I'll tell you what. These people who have this property, whether the mosque is being whether the land for it's being rented or whether they own it, it's difficult to know. New York City is the land itself is so dear. And the taxes are so high. But if you really, really want to stop this, there's a price that somebody will sell this land to you for.
Mm-hmm.
Buy it.
Raise the money. Yeah, there you go. And then buy all the other land around there, too,
because these people, you know, there's mosques all over New York City, and you know, maybe this one's being built as a thumbing of the nose at the terrible Americans or whatever it is. I don't know. I've heard accusations that the Cordoba name of it or something has to do with a Muslim victory in Spain, and so therefore this is a direct nose thumbing at Washington. It may very well be. I don't know. I mean, you know, what if I want to build something on my property that's thumbing its nose at the American government? Should I be able to do that?
Yes.
Well, you're a white guy, so that's okay, Mark.
Yeah.
According to Ahmed Rehab at Huffington Post, leaders of AstroTurf groups opposing the Not at Ground Zero Muslim Center can't seem to decide on an argument. They have thrown everything and the kitchen sink at us in the way of fabricated reasons. I presume he says us because he might be a Muslim. Ahmed Rehab is his name. First, they tried the legal route. When it became apparent that American Muslims had a constitutionally guaranteed right to religious, cultural, and communal services in Lower Manhattan just like everyone else, they invoked the sensitivity to the 9/11 families line. We heard that one. When it was argued that there is nothing insensitive about Muslims with no connection to 9/11 establishing a center two blocks away unless you assume collective guilt, and that Muslims died in the Twin Towers too, they tried to smear the center's imam as a radical. When it was revealed that the imam's Faisal's 37-year track record was so consistently antithetical to radicalism that it earned him the moderate model imam accolade from this administration, the Bush administration, the FBI, and the New York interfaith community, they then tried the sacred ground argument. When it was revealed that the center was not actually at Ground Zero and that there were offices, delis, dollar stores, bars, and a strip club in the same vicinity that no one was taking issue with for being on so-called sacred ground, they then tried the foreign funding route. And when it was revealed that the imam has no intention of receiving funding from foreign governments or groups, or even individuals with a less than stellar reputation, they tried the sensitivity route again. It seems that they just can't decide on the public strategy to keep Park 51 from taking its rightful place among Manhattan's blossoming diversity. Privately, however, there seems to be little such confusion. The reasons there are given clearly, and it turns out it is precisely what many of us have argued all along. Opposition organizers are motivated by an ideological belief that Islam is evil and must be stopped, and that America is Judeo-Christian. We'll continue with his evidence here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you.
You've got the world's greatest Labor Day barbecue set to go. And then, you run out of gas.
Dad!
Don't risk running empty. Change cylinders. Quick and easy with AmeriGas. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio and enter your zip code to find one of 27,000 locations near you. And while you're there, print out the $5 rebate coupon. That'll buy another steak. Keep the grill fired up. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Get interactive over on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to a place where you can sign up for the updates, which will be delivered to you via email, or you can get on our Facebook or our Twitter. Go to news.freetalklive.com. In fact, I sent out a news update not long ago announcing that we've got another auction going on. You can place your bid on the fourth banner on our website. You'll get it for a full month, and you can advertise pretty much whatever you want. Right now, it's at $5.50.
It's a bargain.
Now, there are still another 5 days left, so who knows where it's going to end up. I think last time this banner went for $76. It's gone as low as 30. It's gone as high as, I don't know, 100 or so. So you never know where it's going to end up. All depends on what the market demands. So if you want to get the opportunity to advertise in the fourth fairly visible slot on our website, head over to auction.freetalklive.com. And if you want to know about these things when they happen, go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up.
Tired of reading about loss of liberty? Now, for the first time, a novel showing how liberty can realistically triumph. Progress by Charles Stample. Order a copy from Amazon, or for a free PDF of Part 1, write progressanovel@gmail.com. That's progressanovel@gmail.com, and experience a libertarian revolution. I think this is a great book for finding succinct and motivating arguments for libertarianism.
So last hour, we were talking about the idea that the suggestion that the government people, the federal government, isn't really that far off from a possible roundup of Muslims in this country. And you and Sean kind of disagreed with me on that, but I submit this passage from the Huffington Post as evidence of the fervor, the anti-Muslim sentiment and fervor that would totally back the U.S. federal government if they were to go about something like rounding people up.
There certainly are people that would agree with that. They've called the show.
There are a lot of them, yeah. And the government, you know, they've gotten away with some serious depredations in the past, and there's no reason to believe they couldn't do it in the future. So this is Ahmed Rahab over at the Huffington Post. He started out his article by pointing out all of the silly nonsense objections that we've heard on this program to these folks being able to build whatever they want on their property there. In this case, it's the mosque that is two blocks away from so-called Ground Zero in New York City. And so after he blows through all of those objections, then he points out what it's really all about. And as he says here, that...
I think that that there are people that have those objections that he went over there that believe those objections. I don't think that those people necessarily believe the things that he's pointing out here, which is the United States is a Christian nation. I think a great percentage of them do. And
what you need to ask yourself
is if you think that the mosque shouldn't be built two blocks away from Ground Zero because it's sacred ground, or because you think that this guy's that it's a radical mosque, or that it's funded by Hamas, if you think all these things, and then you see facts that are otherwise, ask yourself if these facts that these beliefs that he's pointing out here, ask yourself if you hold these facts.
These beliefs, which he points out, are given more privately than publicly amongst you know, discussion groups with the folks that would be advocating these excuses that you were talking about. He says the reasons are given clearly, and it turns out it's precisely what many of us have argued all along, that the organizers are motivated by an ideological belief that Islam is evil and must be stopped, and that America is Judeo-Christian. That's it. That's the undisguised rallying cry on the private email listservs, the blogs, and the viral YouTube videos administered by the right-wing oppositional leadership. On the primetime networks, they openly lie to the American people about harboring an anti-Muslim agenda, perhaps wishing to avoid being exposed for their religious intolerance. Not for long. Check out this uber-creepy Tea Party email below, released by no less than teaparty.org. In it.
Well, I don't know that you can necessarily say that what comes from TeaParty.org indicates what the Tea Parties are about. I think the Tea Parties are about a lot of things, and that they're...
I think
they're...
he's just pointing out that this is coming from the top. Like, this is coming from some of the head organizers of many of these events.
Okay.
So what you're saying, Mark, is that the people that attend the Tea Parties might be different in certain ways, but there's one thing that can be said about the people that are heading up a lot of these, and that is that they're bigots. So here you go. In it, the Tea Party folks argued that America is exclusively Judeo-Christian and that Islam should be, quote, expelled from our shores, unquote. And that's just for starters. The rest of the email displays a fundamentalist disdain for a pluralistic America and reveals chilling levels of Islamophobia and hate-mongering. It poses the freakish question, quote, will blanket tolerance be the downfall of the Judaic-Christian basis of the American society, unquote. It quotes select passages.
You know, this is what we're the boogeyman that's being trotted out is that Europe is being taken over. France,
by the
England,
Muslims.
It's been right. taken over, just about taken over by the Muslims. They've come in there. They're practicing Sharia law right there. By the way, the Amish have been practicing Amish law in the United States for 300 years now, and somehow they haven't taken us over. And they breed like cats. I'd like to point out they have a belief
Amish
system.
People, you mean.
What's that?
Amish people.
Yeah, they have a belief system that doesn't coincide with modern society, so it's difficult for that to really take hold. And I think that I think you'll find as Muslim people deal with Western culture that they'll become more and more Westernized in those other countries. But the real problem with those countries is Muslim people can go there and live for free. They have socialized programs that give them free money, free housing, free food. Of course, those people that don't have to go out and earn money for housing, earn money for food, they don't acclimate as quickly. Obviously, yes, those people in those socialist countries are creating huge problems. And yes, I agree. If you bring Muslims over here and you give them a whole bunch of free money, they won't let their women out of the house, and they'll continue their weird religion thing and cultural thing that they do here.
It quotes select passages from the Quran out of context, a game that can just as easily be played with the Torah or the Bible. It then suggests to its members that Muslims at large, not terrorists, mind you, but Muslims at large, plan for the complete annihilation of the West, for our demise, for our destruction. These are all in quotes. And that
remember when they called on somebody called on the show on Saturday night and said, hey, we saw pictures of the people dancing in the streets from all over the Muslim world. When 9/11 happened.
Yeah. And they are working diligently to celebrate the day America will be no more. It warns that the United States' Judaic Christian roots are being God-shocked, whatever that means, and wonders if the courts should hand down a litmus test for religions before they are expelled from our shores.
Interesting. Yeah, I'd like to point out that in early United States, before the Constitution was adopted, they would have these religious tests for people. For instance, Maryland was started as a Catholic colony, but it was difficult to get Catholics to come over, so they were taking Protestants. Then the Protestants essentially outnumbered the Catholics, but the Catholics owned the land, and the Protestants made this sort of anti-Catholic test, took the property away from the Catholics, made it illegal for priests to practice. All of this happened in the 1600s in the United States.
Could it happen again? 800-259-9231. You can share your thoughts, bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. NukeAlert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See NukeAlert in action at KI4U.com. That's KI4U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Yeah, I'm debating reading this release from the Tea Party people. I'm not sure if I should or not. And
why?
And I was rambling in some parts. I mean, they start quoting the Quran, and of course that stuff's pretty dull. I haven't read through the whole thing. I will decide on that later. But still coming up, your calls about anything. We were talking about, and you can talk about anything you want, of course, but we're talking about the real underlying reason why people don't want, some people don't want these folks to build a mosque on their own property in New York City. They've got all kinds of excuses, but when it really comes down to it, it's just based on bigotry. It's just based on hatred of people who are different and fear, fear-mongering about the evil Muslim hordes that are taking over the world. They're going to try to take over America, and that we shouldn't be tolerant. Americans shouldn't be tolerant towards people in this particular religious group. And the details are coming out of HuffingtonPost.com. So, in the meantime, while I make that decision, we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. Also, want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy different features there that are free, like our Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo and show that they are indeed listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself, and if you're a lady listener, you can join the Shrine there. The details are at shrine.freetalklive.com. Now then, are you fed up with the bigotry? Are you fed up with the hatred, the continual increases in the size and scope of the government, regardless of whatever the excuses are for it? Are you tired of the state intruding ever further into your personal and business life? You willing to do something about it? And I mean something more than just vote for someone. Well, get on up here to New Hampshire. Join the Free State Project. The three of us here on this program are participants in the Free State Project, Sean being the newest member of the crew to join the Free State Project. You came up in December. When did you join in relation to when you actually made the move?
Well, technically, I still haven't joined. I never signed the list.
You are a naughty boy.
I am a naughty boy. I just moved.
This is and this is a phenomenon that is relatively common. Ian, scold me on a regular basis for inflating the number of movers.
I don't think you can do it.
I can't?
No, I don't think it's fair.
You're not going to call Sean a Free State Project signer?
He's not a signer. He hasn't signed.
So here you have a liberty activist, an active liberty activist.
One of the most active.
Who's picked up and moved his life from North Carolina or one of these podunk backwoods states.
it was pretty podunk and backwoods. Yeah.
I lived in Bartow, Florida, and you got nothing on that place. Picked up and moved to New Hampshire for the idea of living with other libertarians and building a society where the maximum role of government is protection of life, liberty, and property. Sound right, Sean?
That sounds pretty right, although I'm an anarchist, so...
That would be the maximum role of government. Would you settle for that?
I'd settle for that.
Great.
I'd be very happy with that.
Sounds to me like you can knock the number up
there
one
There you go,
more.
Mark. You can take it up one, because you've got the evidence.
I've got three more that I can name that I know.
So you have permission,
right here
you
in
have
Keene.
My permission to inflate the number by four.
Yeah, I don't need your permission for anything.
Anything else...
You live in a fantasy world.
Anything else is dishonest, because you don't know how many people are out there who have not signed the Free State Project pledge and actually made the move.
I'm just guessing.
You could, right. So what you could say is that on the Free State Project website, we know of at minimum this many hundred people that have officially made the move. And I would speculate, as Mark Edge, the host of Free Talk Live, having talked to many, many people, that as many as 20% additional have also made the move on top of that. Of course, you have no actual evidence to back it up, so you should admit at least that you are speculating.
I usually try to preface it like that, but you just shoot me down every time you can.
So freestateproject.org, get on over there. And, Sean, what's it going to take to get you to sign up? Are you just not a joiner? Is it possible to do this?
Well, I moved without signing, and I didn't feel right signing to move after I'd already moved.
Oh, it's all right. I don't think that there's anything wrong with signing after you've already made the move.
Yeah, if you lived in the state prior to 2004 or whenever they did the vote, 2004 for the vote, then it wouldn't be cool. But if you picked up and moved and then you live in the state and you decide to sign up, I don't think that no one's going to quibble over that.
I might have to do that.
All right. Fantastic. Well, maybe we can get him to do it here tonight, and then we can announce it on the air, and that'll increment the numbers. Currently, over 10,000 people, 10,368 people have signed up and pledged to make the move. Of those 10,368, 854 folks are already in New Hampshire, so you bring up both of those numbers by one. 800-259-9231. And the fact is, the reason why it's important to me, Sean, is because some people are sitting out there waiting for the number to pass a certain point. There are literally people out there who are saying to themselves, yeah, the Free State Project sounds like a pretty good idea, but I don't know if I feel right joining until 15,000 or whatever arbitrary number it is they've come up with. A number of them was 10,000. They wanted to wait till 10,000, that kind of thing. So the more
Many
numbers
of them
we have, the better.
Strangely, won't sign up until they're ready to move, as if they have to be, you know, the moving van's packed and they're ready to go. Then they're going to sign up. But that to me is very odd. I mean, if you intend to move, then the statement of intent should be there. And you know, what is an intention? The intention that they're creating is that within 5 years of the number reaching 20,000, so you're talking at least 6 or 7 years from now, that's when people would be talking about moving. And I don't suspect that if you're a year late, that they're going to kick you out or anything like that. So I just if you like the idea, sign is the way I see it.
Absolutely. Let's go to your phone calls. Dominic is in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Sean, and Mark. Hello, Dominic.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Dominic, what's on your mind tonight?
I'd like to point out the fallacy of the American Revolution. And before you denounce what I'm going to say, I'd like to point out that during the time of the American Revolution, I mean, there's been historical documents pointing out that George Washington was the richest man in America. Thomas Jefferson was a very wealthy printer. I mean, part of the reason people didn't support the war was because of the fact that they knew that either way they were going to be controlled by a set of elitists.
Okay.
And, I mean, the way it turned out, I mean, they set it up, they were pro, they were anti-British for the fact that it gave them more, it gave them more power over the individual American control.
Sure, I think there's no doubt that the people who created the U.S. government were just power. Many of them were power seekers. There's no doubt.
I think many of them were dodging debts at the same time. For instance, one could say that Mark Edge, the only reason he wants to do away with the vast size of the United States government is because he wants to keep his tax money for himself. He's just a greedy man, and it's true. I don't want to give my money up to the federal government. I want to spend it in the way that I see best. Give it away, spend it, and use it in the manner that I see best. So is that what you're kind of saying here?
Oh, sort of to that point. But what was happening during the American Revolution when the soldiers signed up for it, the American government wouldn't pay the soldiers for what they did in the war. And then they would, at the same time, prosecute them in courts for not paying their taxes when they couldn't pay the taxes because they had been at war and they weren't getting paid. I mean, the way the system is set up, it's incredibly corrupt because even at the simplest level, since the start of the revolution, it was all just for another level of control. I mean, with the way that they did this, they were saying that, British elitists were bad at the same time they were elitists. Back during the time of the American Revolution, 10% of the population of the Boston area owned, 50% of the wealth. And it's just incredibly corrupt the whole way through. And that's what I'm just trying to point out, is that, and the main thing, people think that the way to save America from a totalitarian government, the only way to do that is to have another revolution or have something similar in effect. That's the way people are trying to figure it out. But what I'm pointing out is that even that was corrupt. Even at the simplest level,
sure.
American government is
corrupt. We agree. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. The only way to get to a better society is through voluntary, peaceful means, and revolutions historically have not been very peaceful.
Oh, by peaceful means, you could be peaceful and not cooperate with evil people.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that the highest level of peace is not cooperating with people that have evil ends.
More coming up. You take control. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
So you've got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at preparedbinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site there for free. So head on over there, freetalklive.com. You like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? You can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of Amazon's profits. It's Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer with dozens of categories, a whole bunch of different products, and free Super Saver shipping of a lot of their brand new items. You get your shopping done, you get great prices, delivery to your door, and you can feel good because Free Talk Live is benefiting when you make the purchase. Go through amazon.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones and the fun. Ray is in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ray.
Hi, guys.
Hey, hey, Ray. What's on your mind?
It's the first time I've caught your show live, and that's really great. I'm going to be a regular listener now.
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
You know, when you talk about religion and what I watch go on and what I've known back from history, this is something you really don't want to let get out of control. A typical example is just watching these latest rallies and these Tea Party people and then watching the comments after. And they ask them, you know, these comments like, Obama's taken away our freedoms. There's no difference in my freedoms. I'm a tree farmer, logger, live in the country in Washington State. There's no difference in my freedoms than there was 2 or 3 years ago, not one that I can tell of. Taxes. My taxes are the same as they were 2 or 3 years ago.
Well, I'd say that you probably, if you smoke, then but smokers
smoke.
Have had their freedoms diminished. There was a dollar tax put directly on cigarettes.
Well, you would say that, except for you do have the right to grow your own tobacco freely.
Yeah, but that doesn't.
Can't sell it.
It's the right to buy tobacco without the government putting a dollar tax on it.
Here's the situation. I lost my mother to a tobacco when she was 42 years old.
That's terrible.
And it got me to quit smoking. I mean, it's hard
too.
For me. You know that without a doubt that takes down about 450,000 Americans a year. And listen, I wouldn't raise them at all. It's just like drugs. If you want to do drugs, I'd give you a 55-gallon drum of them. It's just not something I'm going to do.
So you're saying that you don't feel like...
I'm just pointing out that Obama has diminished freedom here in the United States. I came up with one example off the top of my head.
You know what? I can give you an idea of my taxes, okay? I'm a retired individual, 52 years old, all right? I pay zero Social Security. I don't pay one red dime in Social Security, like all retired people.
Mm-hmm.
And then I pay in the 15% tax bracket, okay? When you take my personal deductions out of it, My taxes don't even come to 8% of my total $60,000 a year income. All right. I live in the great state of Washington, so we don't overtax here. There's no income tax here. So my taxes have not changed a bit. Now, I can tell you, back when I ran a company, made $500,000 a year, when George Bush was in office, he gave me a free car. I mean, that's how much my taxes were cut in 1 year. So, I mean, I just don't see the freedoms taken away.
He gave you a free car.
Yeah, because, you know, when he came in and he gave a tax cut, that to somebody like me, knocking down $500,000 a year, paying over $100,000 in taxes, was worth $15,000. Now, to somebody down at the, you know, regular level, it didn't mean anything. Now, before people just run out and think that I got that, I went to the eighth grade, and I got my money the hard way by working. In fact, I left my own home state of New Jersey and moved to Washington.
Well, even if you can't see in your life how it is the government continues to encroach, you have to admit that there are people around the country who have had regulations increased upon them over the last several decades.
You know, I had a manufacturing business that was in the wood stove industry, and there was 850 manufacturers in the United States in 1988. And the day after the EPA Act took effect, out of that 850, 49 survived. 801 of us lost our business, and I was one of them.
Okay, so they put you out of business then.
I just recently, my son, we have an equipment business we import. It's his business now, but we just suffered a $10,000 fine from the EPA over brand-new engines when we import all kinds of used Japanese engines from Japan.
Did you know that they passed? I mean, it's just, Mark, you really having trouble coming up with ways the government has gotten bigger in the last few years?
Oh, I know the government's gotten bigger, but there's relatively not a doggone thing I can do about that.
Well,
there's nothing that I can do.
That's a very defeatist attitude. That's a very defeatist attitude on your part.
No, it's not defeatist.
Yes, it is. There's nothing I can do is a very defeatist statement.
Well, I'll tell you what. You tell me what I can do. I mean, I like your show. I'm just giving you some points of what life is real like for a Washingtonian.
Well, first of all, just so you know, there have been all kinds of things that have happened that increased the size of government. Obviously, the government has gotten larger. They're spending more money, and they're spending more money into the future as well, money that they haven't even taxed from people yet.
Yeah.
Right,
there are trillions of dollars. My kid's future. So I mean,
right, there are trillions of dollars, tens of trillions of dollars of unfunded liabilities for things
that's
like
right,
Social
exactly.
Security.
And I agree with you 100%.
And the war, and et cetera. And, of course, there was a great example of one of the most oppressive things that they've done is they've essentially made it so private toy manufacturers have to force, they are now being forced to take their toys that they're making and put them through these ludicrous lead tests that are basically going to put all of those people out of business as well. They've made it so Goodwill and other thrift stores can't sell these products if they're made before a certain date with these lead tests that just came out. They're essentially having to throw out everything from baby blankets to baby toys and children's toys, just literally wholesale throw this stuff out. That's just one example of many of the ways that people's lives have been ruined
sure,
over the last few years.
My 27-year-old son and 30-year-old daughter grew up in a killer crib. Cribs they won't even let you have today.
Just because it hasn't touched you personally differently in the
last... No, it has touched me personally because I told you twice that I was totally put out of business.
Okay.
Back when George Bush, number one, was in office.
Right, right. But you were talking about the recent years, weren't you, when you first...
In the recent years, I was just... No, my son was just fined, within just a couple of months ago, over $10,000 EPA fine. I mean,
so what can you do, right? That was the question. What can you do?
You know, the way that I basically handle it, one thing we've got to understand is 47% of Americans aren't going to pay any tax at all.
That's
20%
right.
of the people in this country, like even my own self, when I was paying $100,000 a year in taxes, now my son's in it, they pay the taxes. Okay?
Well,
when you're paying $100,000 a year just in income tax.
Your numbers are wrong just a little bit.
Tell me what they're wrong about.
47% of people who actually file a return. You've got to remember that 60 million Americans don't even file a return. So the numbers that you're talking about are actually smaller of the total population.
You know, when I just see people get back from the government $7,000 in earned income credit without virtually hardly paying any tax at all, I mean, they get back more than they pay in.
Yeah.
And what
happens
is, in a situation where you have anybody who's a productive member, I mean, like I said, I got out of school, so I saved you a ton of money. My son, again, didn't go to high school. He's paying huge taxes. I mean, these are taxes we already pay to go to these schools and stuff. And then we turn around and pay unbelievable sizable taxes. And we understand that these other people aren't going to pay it. They ain't got the money. But here's the problem when you talk about our children paying for it. Do you own any United States treasuries?
No.
And I don't either. And I'm not planning on it. Okay. So the default will come when we don't pay those treasuries. Nobody's going to pay those treasuries off. You can't. When Mr. Carter was in office, we were at that time $1 trillion in debt. Okay. Now, if you used to go look at Treasury Direct, you'll see how we piled that debt on and which presidents did that. Today, we're $13 trillion, and by the time this man leaves office, we'll be $20 trillion. You can't have a $2 trillion a year income. I might only been to the eighth grade, but you can't have a $2 trillion income and pay off a $13 trillion debt. That's impossible. We're so subprime. If we didn't own the White House, nobody would finance it.
Well, I don't own the White House, so you know, please.
The people don't own the White House.
Yeah,
essentially.
We is not the correct word. But look, as far as what you can do, it really just matters how far you're willing to go. You can refuse to pay the criminal gang. You can move
to
New Hampshire.
Well, he doesn't have to. He's not paying the criminal
gang. I'm not paying him. I already told you that. I already knew how to get away from it. And
sure,
basically, that's it. You've got to find a situation where you get yourself retired early. You know, that Social Security is probably one of the most aggressive taxes alone. The last time that I worked, that was $14,000 a year.
Nobody has to pay Social. You don't. If you work for yourself, you don't have to pay Social Security.
No. If you're retired, you don't have to pay Social Security.
I work for myself, and I don't pay it.
You work for yourself, and you don't pay Social Security?
Nope. That's correct.
Well, you know, I don't know how you do that legally.
I just don't pay it.
Have you ever cite me the case where somebody has been charged for not paying Social Security?
Well, years ago I read a book by Irwin Swift, and you guys probably know who this man is.
Yeah, he's in jail.
Yeah, and you know what? I went to see a lawyer before I tried that, and he just clearly pointed out to me, listen, this man's book is probably correct, but at 20 years old with a family, you'll probably spend the rest of your life fighting. So I just looked for other ways.
I'm not talking about income tax here. I'm talking about Social Security tax.
Well, the law says that if you have a business, okay, and you do not pay Social Security, sooner or later you're probably going to be with SWIFT.
No, it doesn't. Show me the law that says that you legally.
Are you a lawyer?
What is the punishment for not paying Social Security tax? Mm-hmm.
You know, I can only tell you what does happen to these guys in the end. You may be young and not have it happen to you now. But
you're confused. You keep talking about income tax refused, Nixon. I don't pay that either. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Enjoy your retirement. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
You've got the world's greatest Labor Day barbecue set to go. And then you run out of gas.
Dad!
Don't risk running empty. Change cylinders quick and easy with AmeriGas. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio and enter your zip code to find one of 27,000 locations near you. And while you're there, print out the $5 rebate coupon. That'll buy another steak. Keep the grill fired up. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.